Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Courtney Carver. Sophie, I have to be honest, I almost didn't pick this one up because I thought it was going to be another just relaxed kind of book.
Right? Me too. But it's so not that. It's actually a pretty fierce argument for why being gentle with yourself, with others, with time, is one of the most courageous things you can do. Carver calls it a quiet revolution.
She opens by diagnosing this illness of modern life that she calls the hustle and grind mentality. And I felt personally attacked, honestly. The idea that your worth equals your productivity, I've lived that for years.
Yeah, she calls it a form of self-violence. The way we talk to ourselves, the way we push our bodies when they're exhausted, the way we bulldoze through relationships. We've confused intensity with importance.
That line really got me. We've confused intensity with importance. I think I've done that my whole adult life. If it wasn't hard, it didn't count.
Exactly. And Carver flips that entirely. She says gentleness isn't passive or weak. It's an active, powerful choice. A gentle person is flexible, adaptable, rooted. They don't need to dominate their environment because they trust their ability to move with it.
That's a beautiful reframe. So what does she say we start?
With ourselves. That's the hardest part because we're our own harshest critics. She talks about disarming that inner voice, not by silencing it with force, but by noticing it with compassion and choosing a different response.
Like when you make a mistake, instead of saying, "You idiot," you say, "I'm learning." That's such a simple shift, but it's huge.
Right. And she introduces this concept of small, gentle steps. It's an antidote to all-or-nothing thinking. Instead of overhauling your diet, drink one glass of water. Instead of running a marathon, walk for 5 minutes.
I love that because I'm a classic all-or-nothing person. If I can't do it perfectly, I don't do it at all. And then I feel terrible. The small steps thing actually feels doable.
It's a strategy for a sustainable transformation. You build momentum without creating resistance. You respect your current capacity while gently expanding it.
She also talks about our relationship with our bodies, which I think is a huge one. We've been taught to hate, punish, and control our physical selves.
Yes. She says a gentle life requires a truce with your body. Listen to its signals, hunger, fatigue, discomfort, and respond with care. Move in ways that feel good, not just ways that burn calories.
That's a radical redefinition of health. It's not a number on a scale. It's a state of well-being. When you treat your body with gentleness, it becomes an ally instead of an enemy.
Then there's time. She challenges our obsession with speed. When we rush, we miss everything. The taste of food, the sun on our skin, a loved one's voice.
I'm guilty of that. I'm always multitasking, always arriving at the next moment before I finish the current one. She says to slow down, do one thing at a time, build margins into your schedule.
And that slowing down isn't a loss of productivity, it's a gain in presence. And presence is the only place where life actually happens.
Okay, but the hardest part for me is applying gentleness in relationships, especially when I disagree with someone or feel hurt.
She addresses that head on. She says gentleness in relationship isn't about being a doormat. It's about choosing to see the humanity in the other person, listening to understand instead of to win, speaking your truth with kindness.
That's really hard, especially in our polarized world. But she says gentleness is the only path to genuine connection. Force creates walls. Gentleness creates bridges.
And she doesn't shy away from pain and grief. She says true healing requires a gentle presence with your own suffering, allowing yourself to feel sadness, anger, fear, without trying to fix them.
That's so counter to our culture. We're told to get over it or stay positive. But she says sitting with your broken heart is how you become more whole.
A big theme is letting go. The hustle mentality is built on clinging to outcomes, identities, and control. But the tighter we grip, the more we suffer. Gentleness is opening your hands.
Letting go of perfection, of needing to be liked by everyone, of having all the answers. That's liberation, not loss.
She also talks about creating a gentle environment. Declutter your space. Curate your digital world. Spend time with people who make you feel safe. That scaffolding supports a gentle life.
And here's the part that really stuck with me. She says gentleness is a form of resistance. In a loud, aggressive world, choosing to be gentle is a political act. It's a refusal to participate in a cycle of violence and stress.
That's powerful. A gentle person can be a fierce advocate for justice. They just do it without losing their center. They don't become the thing they're fighting against.
So what's the one takeaway for you?
That gentleness isn't weakness. It's the most courageous thing you can do. It's coming home to yourself, unlearning the harsh lessons of a culture that values doing over being.
For me, it's the small steps thing. I'm going to start with one glass of water and 1 5-minute walk. That feels gentle. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
It's a quiet revolution, one soft breath at a time. We'll see you in the next one.